A tēnā hoki o ki mai koutou ki runga i tēnei o ngā taonga o tātou te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Arā, ko te kaumatahi ngā miniti pahuri aki i te whākaraka te wā i nāia nei. Anā, hoki ke runga i te wāia tētahi ōku nei hoa mai te kura, hoi nā no kua hunuku ia ki tokoroa i tēnei o ngā wātonu no reira. Kei konei koe, bro?
Kia ora.
Yeah. So, just tell everyone that's listening who you are, where you come from.
Ka pai, Jay McLaren Harris here from Tukurua.
And how old are you, bro?
17, brother, 17.
Che. So, ko tō tāua nei kaupapa kōrero i tēnei rā, e pānei ana ki te hononga o ngā pāti e rua, te pāti mana me te pāti Māori, so ka huri ake au ki te reo pihi ki te mō koe. Me ngā whakaaro, ko tēnā e whā ngā pātai hiana i te pātai atu ki a koe, no reira ka timata ake i te pātai tuatahi. So, since you wanted this interview to be political, I thought, yeah, the Mana Party and the Māori Party joining and reuniting would be a good topic for us to talk about, first of all. So the first question I want to ask you is, what are your thoughts on the agreement between the two parties?
Oh, well, let's just say both of them are, they're what we like to call standstill parties. Mm. They like to say a whole lot of stuff, they like to present a whole lot of stuff, but they don't actually do a whole lot of stuff. So there's different parts to the argument or to the agreement which is debatable. So one agreement they have is that they won't stand candidates against each other. So you look at the whole arrangement of things when, for example, you got up in Taitokara, you got Hune Haruera. He's asking for support from the Māori Party,
mm.
when really back in the day he actually got kicked out of the Māori Party, or the Māori Party were against him.
Yeah.
So how can how the relationship isn't there? They're trying to take back what they think or they use as their seats, when really Labour Party have held the seats, and they have six of the seven seats, and they actually do more for Māori than Mana and Māori put together.
That's pretty true, eh? Like, tautoko marika hau yo kōrero I runga I tērā. So, coming to my next question regarding this topic, do you think they should have reunited a long time ago? Like, regarding to, the Labour Party has been doing more for us Māoris, but if they reunited a while ago, do you reckon that connection could have sparked something up in the past?
Well, here's the thing. The Mana Party should never have started.
Mm.
No, the Mana Party should never have started. And you've got Hune Haruera here, who should have stayed with the Māori Party. And if they had worked together, not in the terms of individuals, so that's with Te Reo Whewell and Hune and all those other people from the Māori Party, they should have kept together, they should have worked together. But because of their egos, they've decided to split. Mm. And then, at the last election, you had Hune going with Kim.com, and you had all these people going different ways. So what we haven't seen from both parties is unity. And that's what the Labour Party has shown Māori time and time again, is unity. But no, as I said before, the Mana movement should never have started in the first place. But because it has, now we see the domino effect of failing policies and all talk, no action politicians.
True. That's pretty true, eh? Regarding to all of this take politically going on with us of Te Ao Māori and that, is there a benefit, do you reckon, for our generation, for our region, do you think, because of the agreement that has been signed, or what are your thoughts?
The agreement is basically political, an election bribe. That's all it is. There's mainly the only thing, stopping the agreement is if Māori Party go against Mana and Mana go against Māori. That's it. There's for the future for our rangatahi Māori, it's uncertain. There is no guarantees that this agreement's going to work. There's no guarantees that Hune is going to get back in Parliament. you know, via the Māori seat, there's no guarantees. But you look at Labor, you look at Labor's unity, you look at Labor's plan, you look at Calvin Davis, if we speak up about Taitokoro, you look at Calvin Davis' plan in Taitokoro and what he's done. And you use that, if I was a, you know, as a rangatahi Māori, you know, I would aspire to be more like Calvin than I do about Hune.
Mm.
You know, there's no aspiration there for our rangatahi Māori. It's all it is. It's a political bribe that all the Māori up there, or the Māori Party and Mana Party are saying, look, we want our Māori seats back. You know, just because we have Māori or Mana in our party name, think that, you know, they think that the Mana or Māori Party's seats or Māori seats should be there. And really, they have done very little in terms of what Labour's done.
Oh, Bray, you've just, you know, ko takoto te mānuka me ki, i runga i wero o ngā kōrero kātahi anō kua rongo e te Māria, e te tini me te mano e whakarongo maina. Hoina anō ko paupau ake ngā wā, te wā mō tāwatahi, ae hoa. Hoina anō, he kōrero tāpiri tau, do you have anything else to say before our interview finishes?
Oh, just good luck for the election this year, that's all.
Nā, te tika tau e Jay, kia kururaki ki a rātou e poti ana kia whiwhi ake i wero o ngā tūru i roto i te whare paremata. Hoina anō, ka tūtaki pea ki a koe ako a te wā e Jay, tēnā koe mo tēnei ui tēnei kōrero, ngā mihi atu ki a koe.
Ka whai.